episode 293, Draw Hope from Others.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you doing? Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. I don't know why, but I'm just smiling from ear to ear. You make me so happy. You bring joy into my life. I'm so excited that it's a new day. Are you ready for a new day, a new chance to start or continue something? Maybe you've fallen off the wagon and you're like, no, I could do this. I'm going to get back up again. And you know, it's not how many times you fall down. It's how many times you get back up. Yes, you can do anything. You can draw hope from others. That's what we're going to chat about today. Yay, yay, yay. All right. Now, I know maybe I'm a little too perky today, but I just want you to know that you are fabulous. And I do enjoy our chat. So I hope you're enjoying them too. I want you to reach out to me. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you like and even what you don't like. Can you believe that? I want to know what you don't like. I'm here to help support you in your life. And I've got great ideas and my mind goes and I believe God is putting me on a path, but I also want to know what you like, where you're coming from. So maybe I could connect it all. And who knows, that might be that the bing, the bomb, the boom, right? That brings it all together. So head on over to createyournow.com, leave me a voicemail or drop me a line. And you can also, hey, find me on Twitter and Facebook too. We are there. I want to hear from you. Oh my goodness. You know, when we go through our daily to-dos, we're working, we're raising our kids, we're trying to have a wonderful relationship, we're trying to balance finances, all of this stuff, it gets kind of cumbersome. And there's some days, I don't know about you, but for me specifically, I just am like, okay, I'm done. I just really want to curl up in a corner and tell everybody to leave me alone. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever feel, not that you want to be withdrawn, but it's just like, I'm done. I'm just flat out done. I have, my patience is beyond. If you talk to me, I may just explode, literally and figuratively, right? Well, as you go through those days, it's awesome to know and hear stories and draw hope from others. And today I want to give you hope from a friend of mine. Now, this friend of mine, she is an amazing woman. She has quite the story, and maybe we can actually get her on this podcast. But she has been in the process of writing her very first book. Now, you probably can imagine what it's like to be an author, to establish your first book. And for her, though, it's even a little bit different because she not only wrote her first book, but she illustrated it too. She is an artist. But the crazy thing is, 6 years ago, she didn't even know how to draw. Can you believe that? 6 years ago, she wasn't an artist. She didn't know how to draw. Yet now she's designed and illustrated her own book and formatted it. And so obviously she said, God had a plan for me. I just didn't know about it. You know, when it's those times that we want to curl up in the corner and hunker down and just say, you know what, just leave me alone. I'm done. Sometimes we have to go and draw hope from others. See that God is working, that God is there, because sometimes we lose that hope in our own lives. And so in order to fill your hope bank account, so to speak, you need to see it that it's working in somebody else's life. And that's what I want to encourage you today. She wrote this adorable thing. Her name is Donna Lee Gauntlett. That's G-A-U-N-T-L-E-T-T. And I will put this in the show notes. But this is what she wrote. She wrote, Shake Your Feathers. Now, this is her, so you cannot copy it, okay? All right, shake your feathers. Shake your feathers. Dance your dance. Move your body. Eat your cake. Share your joy. Sing your song. Play your music. Find your voice. Draw your picture. Write your story. Paint your canvas. Run your marathon. Jump your obstacle. Fill your heart. Speak your truth. Live your life. What are you waiting for? Start now. Boy, little did she know that 6 years ago, if she thought she would be where she was today, she probably would have said, there's no way, lady. There's no way that I'm going to sit here and be an author of my own book, let alone illustrate it, format it. And on top of that, it's not only a book, but it's a coloring journal to inspire and help others. Wow. You see, huddling in that little corner and wanting to be alone isn't the way to do it. You need to draw hope from others. She did that. When I first stumbled upon her, I actually met her through Facebook, oddly enough. I love the internet. I love being able to have community amongst us around the world. And so I met her on Facebook and we became part of a group. And I watched how she began to explore her talents and how she began to express her fears and her happiness and her joy. And how it was expressed not only in her writing, but in her illustrations, her drawings. You can see some of those on our Create Your Now Facebook page. There's a couple there. I was given permission to use them. Obviously, they're credited to her. And so she is an amazing woman. Now at 52 years old, yeah, she's young, yes. But she's not like in her 20s just doing this. She's already lived a longer life. And with that, she is now, little did she know, that she was going to do all of this because 6 years ago she wasn't doing any of it. And she is an amazing woman, has quite the story to tell. But instead of hunkering down and being alone in that corner saying, I don't want to do this, you need to draw hope from Donna Lee. Because if she can do it at 52, you can do it at whatever age you are now. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go be an author or you have to go become an artist when you really didn't really even know what to do before then 6 years ago. But when God has created you for a purpose, on purpose, you have to be open to that. And I know life gets tough and life throws us. I mean, come on. We get stones thrown at us. We get mud thrown at us. We get ridiculed. We get put down. We get bills to pay. Sometimes you hit bankruptcy. Sometimes you go through a divorce. Sometimes there's a health accident, something totally unexpected. But you don't have to give up. Draw hope from others. As Donna likes to say, shake your feathers. It's not good to sit there and be alone and go into the oh, woe's me. It's fine if you need a moment or two to do that. Because sometimes we need that respite. We need that time. It allows us to gather our thoughts. That's okay. But it's when you begin to do it all the time and you don't see yourself moving forward. All you are is moving backwards and you're going deeper and deeper and deeper into darkness. And you don't want to be around anybody. Or your patience with your children. You notice you have none. I mean, come on. Our children push our buttons, right? They push them all the time. But you know when you've had too much or when you just can't take it anymore. There is a difference. Where are you right now in your journey? Are you stuck in that corner saying, Christy Ann, I've had it. I don't want to give anymore. I have no hope. I just want to be alone. I want the world just to kind of go away for a week or so. I'll be fine after that. The problem is it doesn't change. Or what you try to do is you get up and you say, oh, wait, you know what? I've been putting up with this and I think I just need to, I need a new pad. The grass looks greener on the other side. So I'm tired of fighting for my marriage. So I'm just going to get a divorce because I'm tired of it. Well, obviously, depending upon your circumstances, that may or may not be the right answer for you. But maybe that's not the right answer. Maybe you haven't fought long enough for it. Maybe God is trying to put you in a position saying, hello, wake up. That's what he did for me. He left me lots of red flags throughout my lifetime. But I was too busy thinking I was doing everything I was supposed to do, and I was missing his red flags, his with a capital H. God's red flags for me, trying to draw attention, saying, hello, Christiane, I need you to listen here. I created you for a purpose, on purpose, and you are doing it for your reasons, not my reasons. Wake up, child. And I didn't wake up. I wasn't alert to it. I thought I was because I wasn't doing anything wrong. It's just that I wasn't doing what he had planned for me. So every time I diverted another direction, he tried to wave his flag and throw it up and say, hello, here I am, pay attention. And it wasn't like I wasn't connected. I was. I was listening to him, but I was listening to him through my reasoning, not his. So in order for him to get my attention, he stripped me of everything. Yes, I 100% believe that. He gave me a tornado that I had no choice but to run to him. That's what I had to do. He got my attention then. Why did it take so long? We don't understand always the journey that we're on. We don't always understand why at times we feel more alone or why the times we feel more loved or accepted or more joy or more happiness or more sadness. We were never promised an easy life. We know that when life happens, there are going to be struggles. But with struggles comes what? Celebrations. And that's what you need to be open to. You've got to be willing to push through those struggles. Draw hope from others, just like Donna has done. She went through her life struggles, but she continued to draw hope. And look what has happened now to her. There were times that she was like, I'm done. Literally, she wanted to throw in the brush, throw in the pencils and say, I'm finished with this. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's ridiculous. What was my thinking? And now look at her. The publisher has her book and her journal, and it's going to be out there, and I cannot wait to share it with you when it's printed and ready for purchase. She's an amazing woman. You are an amazing woman and gent. You can do anything you want to. But when you go and you play the oh, woe's me, and you want to just curl up in the corner, that's not going to get you anywhere, is it? So think about this. As you're going through your struggles this week, look at them differently. Look at them and see, is God trying to tell me something different? Is this red flag something that I've been missing? And if you see enough of those, or maybe you don't see them and you're like, I don't have a clear sense. I need some coaching, Christiane. Come on over. Let's talk. I'm here for you. It took that for me. I got a coach. And now I have coaches, plural. A coach needs a coach. So maybe you're in that point of your life saying, gosh, I know something's here, but for some reason, I can't see it. Or I need help with it. Reach out. Draw hope from others. I'm here for you. You can be just like Donna has become. Your dream can become a reality. And she didn't even know really this dream was going to happen. I mean, she wasn't, you know, doing this 6 years ago. And now look at where she is. How exciting for her. Amazing happiness and joy. Congratulations, Donna. Where are you today? What do you want? Are you willing to say, I'm tired of being in the corner. I'm tired of being alone. I'm ready to figure out what I need to do. If you need help, raise your hand. Say, Christiane, I need you. Come on, I'm here. Maybe you need to be bold enough and you need to hear these hope-filled stories. Then come on over to our Facebook page. Like it and join. Become part of the conversation. Get on Twitter. Begin to surround yourself with like-minded people. Because if you think about it, if you keep feeding yourself people that are negative or that they're leading this life of, I have a dream, but I know it's never possible. I have those friends. And it's not that I don't like them anymore. I just don't associate with them as often. I have literally friends around the world because of how much I've traveled in my lifetime. And it's awesome to say that, but I don't necessarily communicate with every single one of them. And then now with the internet and all of that, I mean, with social media, oh my goodness gracious. And look, we're communicating. Who would have thought we would have ever met? Draw hope from others. You can have your dream. It can become a goal, which leads to reality. But you being in a corner saying, I'm just done. I just need a break. That won't cut it. Draw hope from others today. I love you, and all I want to do is to see you succeed. I want you to do what God created you to do. You are specially, wonderfully, and fearfully made. So go out today and make it an incredible day. Be present. Yes, and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.